And if I can do two, no, I can't do two things at once, can I? John's going to talk us through an example from North London that he and his team have been working on over the last year or 18 months.
4 years.
4 years, I've been a good part.
So I've broadly called these water quality suds partly because I'm rehashing our presentation. But in actual fact, they're probably not really suds, but more of integrated constructive wetlands or integrated water management. First thing I wanted to say is more, as Mark's presentation this morning showed some diagrams on what various pictures are in the various landscapes, I've shown pictures. In the bottom left-hand corner, you have pretty much an untouched system, a natural system. I've actually taken that from the New Forest. You'll see that there's really a little pond. In an agricultural system where it's all drained, you can see the farmer's ditch. It'd probably be designated an ordinary watercourse in the UK. And this is actually a watercourse in which is a tributary of the Sandys Brook, where our project is focused. And that is a main river. And now that's really designated because of flood risk reasons and not actually environmental considerations. But that's what we actually apply our legislation towards. So it's actually just an interesting aspect there that I think needs consideration. Our project is a capital restoration funded project. That was a DEFRA funded initiative. It started around about 3.5 years ago. We had 3 years worth of funding from DEFRA, and that was administered by the Environment Agency. And this was to introduce subtype systems to improve the water quality within Sandys Brook to try and achieve WFD status or to work towards WFD status. That is not to say that these systems, which I'll show you, don't have multiple other benefits. They certainly do, but they weren't designed to do so. As such, they were designed specifically to achieve water quality benefits. The various pointers on the map show the locations of the subsystems that we have largely introduced. The red one is the final one which I'll show you, while the other ones are Grosvenor's Park in the purple and Houndsdon Spinney in the green. There is Berry Lodge Suds Park, which will be a new park created, but it hasn't quite happened yet, so I haven't included details on it. One thing that I didn't include on that map, which we've developed as part of this scheme, is this rain planter concept, which we've developed. This is a SUD, so it's a treatment at source system, which is called definition. So the good thing about it is you don't need to break ground, and that's a significant cost with anything, particularly in London with all the various services. So what it's using off-the-shelf materials to store rainwater from small roof catchments. The benefit of this is it can treat CSOs, it can reduce surface water flood risk, and it can introduce a bit of green space into heavily urbanised areas. This one was actually introduced in school in Edmonton, and it also acts as an excellent education space as well. So that school is an edible school, so they've actually planted that with blueberry bushes, as I understand. The disadvantages of these schemes is that it doesn't treat road runoff, and it is also a very small catchment and can store limited amounts of volume. The Houndsdon Spinney site, which I spoke about previously, is also a more of a true sud. As such, it is treating the sorts. You can see a group of volunteers there planting it up, and it largely takes runoff from from the highway, roughly around about 200 metres of road, and puts it through this swale system before discharging it into a woodland and improving a bit of habitat there for it to drain away in a natural manner. Again, the benefits of it are it does improve water quality. Taking water out of the drainage network, it will also reduce CSO risk and also surface water flood risk. However, disadvantages of it are it only treats a small catchment. This one's two gullies, which we covered over, and it needs to have green space to be effective. The second one, which I'll just briefly run through, is Grovelands Park Suds, which we introduced. This was in quite a major public park and actually a woodland, which was very dense woodland, very dark woodland. So we cut down a series of trees and we disconnected two drainage surface water pipes to supply this water. They are heavily misconnected. I should have said that this catchment, unlike central London, is actually a combined sewerage system. So with that, it has surface water flood risk, or surface water sewer and the actual sewer, and there are obviously cross connections. The unfortunate thing about a lot of these systems is they have misconnections as well, going into the surface water system, which heavily pollutes our rivers in these areas. So this one's roughly taking about 4 hectares. It is also reducing surface water flood risk, as well as treating actual road runoff and all the oils and tars which come with that, so thereby improving water quality within the river. Again, it is highly dependent, as all of these systems are, on green space to actually implement them, because we haven't been able to do them on the road systems because of the considerable cost of that. The budget for this project was only in total around about $500,000. The last system that I'll briefly talk about is the Glenbrook Suds, which we've done. That was that actually drains a 41 hectare catchment. We drained it through and the pipe discharges to a small water course. In this area it's designated an ordinary water course, which is quite critical, because what we've done is we've actually taken the water out of the water course and put it through a series of retention basins. There are 6 in total, which filter, which slow down the water, filter it, allowing the uptake of nutrients and various organic matter. So yeah, it does treat a large area. It is reasonably low cost for that treatment. If you're looking at retrofitting suds to 41 hectares, you're going into probably millions of pounds, if not more. While we've actually done this system for probably £200,000. This system does, it is in the green space again, and it does actually reduce flood risk to a small number of houses as well. One of the things why I mentioned about the ordinary water course was because we have actually introduced weirs to take the water off the river. If you're going to a river restoration talk, you probably wouldn't hear anybody ever trying to introduce weirs, so it is important to recognise the objectives of what you're trying to do and the advantages and disadvantages of that. That's certainly something which we've done. We are monitoring these systems, and so I've just briefly included some slides on what we've done for the results of some of these monitoring. This is very early stages of them. We've only done a month or two's worth of monitoring for the water quality benefits. And we're doing them we've got funding through till January, so we hopefully will be able to produce a much better report at the end of that with the results. You can see here that the total nitrogen output for the Glenbrook suds at the top of them, the input is 0.1, the output is 0.2, and you can really see that they've reduced probably by around about 2 to 3 milligrams per litre. And that's actually quite a considerable difference in that short space of time, particularly considering that these suds have only been functional for about 3 months. So when they become fully established, we certainly hope that they will be functioning in a much more efficient manner. The top picture is of some paddles which show the E. coli content. These are taken at the top and the bottom. The one on the left shows the E. coli content at the top, the input to the sud system, and the one on the right shows the E. coli output at the bottom of it. So you can see that it's already starting to work. That is on the right, a picture of one of the retention basins in flood with water cascading over it. Usually would be designed for a lot less than that. So this is treating base flow. So that includes all of the urban runoff and the misconnections. so multifaceted in terms of its water quality aspect. That is largely it.